spending a lifetime on the telephone.
Cabin doctor, I'm
the only problem, though, Miss Miles, is that I don't have a rebate form to send to you.
Hello, and
I'm telling you, I don't want another rebate form. I feel
Chelsea
about
Wolf,
two.
And I'll be your host for the next hour. My band is here with me. Kevin Doctor on guitar, Drew Walker on drums, and Addison Quarles on bass. We'll be live here in Studio A until midnight on KDVS 90.3 FM.
No, I don't want my account credited. I want the rebate check.
This is Chelsea Wolf, live
the
in Studio
check
A.
Is in the mail.
We could derive inspiration from love,
thing,
as you could from faith and
mail.
Genius, but it was death that would give it to you. In death, and even in its approach, there are hidden forces and secret aids, a grace that does not exist in life, akin to lovers when falling in love, akin to poets when singing. Ill people feel closer to their souls. Life is a hard thing that presses us too tightly, forever hurting our souls. Upon feeling those restraints loosen for a moment, one can experience clear-sighted pleasures.
I don't like for people to play games with me. I just want people to do what they say they're going to without spending half my life on the telephone.
Thank you. and intelligent effort are essential to a successful life.
Hello again. You're tuned into Patience for the Mad with Chelsea Wolf, live in Studio A on KDBS 90.3 FM. Love that feedback. We're playing live tomorrow at the Hub in Sacramento with Sister Cram, and it's all ages, 2030-ness. And we'll be in San Francisco at the Knockout next Saturday, the 26th, with Alack. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it clear to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds are sweet, the easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. This next song is called The Wise.
Yeah.
without...
I'm here now.
Yeah, I think so. A little bit. Fun times.
Can you?
The bitter spider sits and sits in the center of her loveless spokes. Death is the dress she wears, her hat and collar. The moth face of her husband, moon white and ill, circles her like a prey she'd love to kill. The second time to have him near again, a paper image to lay against her heart, the way she laid his letters till they grew warm and seemed to give her warmth like a live skin. But it is she who is paper now, warmed by no one. The compassionate trees bend in, the trees of loneliness, the trees of mourning. They stand like shadows about the green landscape, or even like black holes cut out of it. A widow resembles them, a shadow thing. Hand folding hand and nothing in between. A bodiless soul could pass another soul in this clear air and never notice it. One soul passes the other, frail as smoke, and utterly ignorant of the way it took. That is the fear she has. The fear his soul may beat and be beating at her dull sense like Blue Mary's angel, dove-like against a pain, blinded to all but the gray, spiritless room it looks in on and must go on looking in on. Thank you for listening. This is Chelsea Wolfe, Kevin Doctor, Drew Walker, and Addison Quarles, Patience for the Mad Hour, live in Studio A on KDVS 90.3 FM. I this happen? Ooh, la la la. I'm gonna need this one to be like pretty potent now without feeding back, if that's possible. Thank you. Hey, 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 hey. Fun, fun, fun. Can it be any louder, please? Thanks. Okay, this song is called Movie Screen. Can this one be up to you, please? Well, hey, yay, fun times. Hey, all right, I guess we'll give this one a try.
So don't you ever cross that bridge in your mind again. It's like a movie
of stars. I dug myself into the deepest place that I could find. But still the days they pass like years, and the years they pass like seconds. I've never felt so dead inside. I've never felt so alive. I've never felt so dead inside. I've never felt so alive.
Thank you all very much for listening tonight. This is Chelsea Wolf, live on KDVS 90.3 FM. Yeah.
Fingers, knuckled and rheumatic, cramped on nothing, black, admonitory cliffs and the sea exploding with no bottom or anything on the other side of it, whitened by the faces of the drowned. Now it is only gloomy, a dump of rocks, leftover soldiers from old, messy wars. The sea cannons into their ear, but they don't budge.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Other rocks hide their grudges under the water. The cliffs are edged with trefoils, stars and bells, such as fingers might embroider close to death, almost too small for the mists to bother with. The mists are part of the ancient paraphernalia, souls rolled in the doom noise of the sea. They bruise the rocks out of existence, then resurrect them. They go up without hope, like sighs. I walk among them and they stuff my mouth with cotton. When they free me, I am beaded with tears. Our Lady of the Shipwreck is striding toward the horizon, her marble skirts blown back in two pink wings. A marble soldier kneels at her foot distractedly, and at his foot, a peasant woman in black is praying to the monument of the soul sailor. Praying. Our Lady of the Shipwreck is three times life size, her lips sweet with divinity. She does not hear what the soldier or the peasant is saying. She is in love with the beautiful formlessness of the sea.
Chelsea Wolf, Katie Vias, I'm KTFM, Byron Studio A. Thanks for having us. We'll be playing tomorrow live at the Hub in Sacramento, 23rd and S. 9 p.m., all ages. Come hang out.
Come find out they didn't get a rebate, they got their phone number changed, or their phone company changed. A form letter. I filled in and mailed in a form letter around the middle of February.
Was it a rebate form that you filled out?
It was a rebate form.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to spend the rest of this year filling out forms and on the telephone listening to menus.
After 26 years in the military, James Miner suffered a paralyzing injury that changed not only his life, but his wife's.
Which leads to the butchery.
I had my phone active.